I'm speaking on understanding the prophetic. We want to look at the second dimension of it. And I trust that tonight God will use this word to bless somebody's life. Amen. So I want us to, I mean, the first part, I started talking about the fact that God is a speaking God and that God speaks. Everyone here should be able to hear God for himself or for herself, because God speaks right from creation. God was speaking. And so we came to the point to establish the point that if this is the case, then that is why the prophetic is considered one of the oldest ministries in the kingdom of God, because right from creation, God has been speaking. God has been speaking right from creation. Are we together? And there is nothing God did without speaking. Moses was led by God. Moses was led by the Spirit of God. And God did not do anything without talking to Moses. And it confirms the scripture in Amos 3:7, which says that surely God will do nothing unless he reveals his secrets to his servant, the prophet. So before God will bring your marriage, before God will bring that contract, before God will bring that opportunity, sometimes it is the plan, it is actually the plan of God that you have access to what God wants to do in your life. God does not want to keep his children in the dark. God always is speaking, and God is interested in every aspect of your life. So in meetings like this, you are going to receive a prophetic word, but much more than that is having the ability to hear God for yourself. And we also establish the fact that God has spoken, because nobody is a mistake. There is nobody listening to me who was born by mistake. You are a full expression of the creativity and the innovativeness of God. God intentionally brought you on this earth with a divine plan, and that plan must come to pass. And there is what we call the prophecy of scripture. 2 Peter 1:20, Bible says that knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. So there is what we call prophecy of scripture. The Bible contains the prophetic word. Some people will say, I didn't receive a prophecy. I didn't receive a prophecy. But there are so many prophecies for your life in scripture. All you need to do is to make time and go into the word, get the knowledge, meditate on the word, get the revelation, profess the word, and act upon the word. As you do all these things, God in his divine timings will cause that prophetic word you are extracting from his word to come to pass. So people of God, I am here to tell you that whatever you are trusting God for, believe that God is going to make it happen. Believe that God is going to make it happen. So tonight, I want to speak about the dynamics of the prophetic. That's the part two of understanding the prophetic. So we are going to read from 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1 to 9. I don't know if Sister Ernestina is here. If she can read it for me, I'll be very happy. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1 to 9. And then we'll read verse 16 to 20. So I want us to read along with her. Let's read along with her. 2 Kings chapter 7, verse number 1, and we will read verse 16 to 20. Anyone who has opened with a good voice can read for us quickly, then we'll begin to look into it. You see, the prophetic, some people ask me, Pastor, I am neither a prophet, I am not a pastor. Is it really relevant to talk about these things? I remember some years back, my wife asked me a question. Must you teach about the prophetic sometimes when you are preaching to the people of the Healing Room family? And I said, yes, because they need to understand how God communicates. They need to be equipped and empowered so that it doesn't become like I'm always the one preaching or prophesying. Somebody must be brought to the level where they can prophesy even beyond me and more than me. That is the will of God. So let's read. Anyone who has opened can read for us now.
Second Kings chapter 7, verse 1. I'm reading from NIV. Elisha said, "Hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. About this time tomorrow, a seah of flour will sell for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." Then verse but did you say verse 1? Then I jump to what verse, please? Again.
To verse 16. Yeah, verse 16.
All right, sir. Verse 16 says, "Then the people went out and they plundered the camp of the Amerians. So a seah of flour sold for a shekel, and 2 seahs of barley sold for a shekel, as the Lord has said." Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. So, beloved, I have been getting questions. That Papa, I am not a pastor. I am not a church leader. I am not a prophet. Must I know about the prophetic? And the answer is yes, a big yes. Because the prophetic is the way God created all things. He spoke all things into being. God used it to birth the church. It deals with how God speaks with his children concerning everything about their life. So if you are going to work with God, then you should understand the dynamics about how God speaks. There is too much darkness in our generation and a lot of deception in our time. And because of that, the prophetic is relevant because by this, we'll be able to know the truth, we'll be able to rebuke sin, we'll be able to mature in faith and not deviate from the plan of God for our lives. So it's very important that everyone listening to me must be a student of the prophetic. You cannot be joining these meetings and you don't know anything about the prophetic. And I am praying that one of you listening to me, a time is coming that God will open your eyes and God will open your ears and you will prophesy beyond what I do and you will speak beyond what I do. I'm telling you, I'm praying that God will pick a member in your family, whether your husband or your wife or your child, God should pick a member of your family or your sibling and plant this prophetic seed into them. My prayer is that God will do this so that we will not be dependent on prophets, but we will de be dependent on the Holy Spirit, who is the main personality of the prophetic ministry. Now, what is prophecy? Prophecy is the word of the Lord. So, as our sister read, the prophet Elisha said, "Tomorrow, about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and a barley of flour shall be sold also for a shekel." So, prophecy is the word of the Lord. He said that tomorrow, about this time, that is the word of the Lord. Prophecy is the message of God to the body of Christ about the past, the present, and the future. Prophecy is divine secret revealed to humanity. Prophecy is the part of God's plan unfolded to mankind for divine purposes. Prophecy is the message behind the word of knowledge. You know, sometimes people are so excited about the spectacular that they miss the supernatural. When Moses encountered God in the burning bush, you know, Moses first of all saw the burning bush and he said, "Ha, what amazing experience is this? The whole thing is on fire, but it is not getting burnt. I would get closer and see why this thing is all ablaze, but then it's not burning up." So Moses was attracted by the spectacular. Then when he went closer, the Bible said, "And God spoke from the burning bush and said, 'Moses, remove your shoe, for where you are standing is a holy ground.'" So the spectacular attracted Moses to God. And when he got to God, now he encountered the supernatural. But sometimes people or believers, we are so static and we get lost, or we get stationary at the spectacular and we don't move to the supernatural. Some people are excited about the spectacular aspect of the prophetic. that your name is mentioned, your telephone number is mentioned, your brother's name is mentioned, and things about you are supernatural are mentioned. This thing is spectacular. But sometimes we get lost with the spectacular and we miss out with the supernatural. God is a supernatural God. God is a spectacular God. What God does is that he uses the spectacular to arrest our attention. When your name is mentioned, or your brother's name or your father's name is mentioned, then it brings you the awareness that, oh, God knows me. Oh, once this thing has happened, because I have not talked to the man of God about my issue and I've not said anything to him, but for him to have the ability to tell me things I have not told or discussed with him, then it means God really knows me. So the spectacular aspect of the prophetic actually brings us closer to the supernatural so that we can enjoy the supernatural to the highest level. So when I prophesy to you, for example, and I say, the Lord has opened my eyes, I'm seeing that your father's name is called Gabriel, and you have another brother who is also called Gabriel, and you have a sister who is called that and that and that. And at the end of the day, I leave it there. You have experienced the spectacular, but you have not experienced the supernatural. This is not prophecy. Prophecy is not mentioning your name and your telephone number, your house address. That is not prophecy. Prophecy is the message behind the spectacular. So after saying that your name is that, your father's name is that, your brother's name is that, what is God saying about it? What is God saying after mentioning all these things? So the prophetic word, the prophecy, is actually the message behind the spectacular. So don't miss out on the prophecy. Sometimes as you are being prophesied to, you are so happy about the fact that your name is mentioned. Yeah, you know your name already. You know your date of birth already. Once it confirms, it makes you know that it's the message. What is the message? What is God saying? After you have experienced all these things we are talking about. So it's very important that everyone listening to me, you need to understand that prophecy is the message behind the word of knowledge. It's the message behind the word you are receiving. Is the message behind the spectacular. So when you are being prophesied to, you need to pay attention. Otherwise, you can miss out on the real prophecy. Am I talking to somebody? Now, there are three sources of prophecy. Prophecy has the God source. Prophecy has the man source. And prophecy has the evil source. So the authenticity of every prophetic word, it's not in the accuracy of the prophetic word, but in its source. The authenticity of every prophetic word is not in the accuracy of the word, but it is in its source. So when I prophesy to you and I tell you the things which are so true, oh, the man of God, everything he told me was true, you should not be overly excited, but you should now look at the source. Am I speaking by the Spirit of God? Am I speaking by my own human spirit, or am I speaking by an evil spirit? So many years ago, the Apostle Paul was ministering, had entered the town. And there was this girl who had the spirit of divination. The spirit of divination is not the spirit of God. The spirit of divination is the spirit of the devil. And by that spirit of divination, the little girl said, "These are the holy servants of God who have brought salvation and light to the people." What the girl said was true about the apostles. What the girl said was true. However, the source of that message was not the Spirit of God. So because of that, we cannot accept such a prophecy. We can't accept it. So when you go to a place, a prophetic meeting, and your name and things like that are mentioned, yes, it is good. That is the spectacular. But you should look at the source. Is it the evil spirit? Is it the man's source, or is it the God's source? So I can prophesy to you without mentioning your name, without mentioning all these things. But it is very powerful. For some people, once names are not mentioned, then the man of God is not a prophet. He's not powerful at all. All you are thinking about is the spectacular. So you miss out on the supernatural. So you can receive a prophecy and all these things will not be mentioned. Abraham was the first person called prophet by God, but Abraham was not seen prophesying to people, mentioning their names and things like that. But Abraham was moving in close relationship with God, and he had an intimate relationship with God, and by that God called him a prophet. So you can receive a prophecy without being receiving all these spectaculars, because the source is God. And once the source is God, then we can accept this prophecy. Now, I want to show you the five dimensions of prophecy, or the five dimensions of the prophetic. And I'm done. When I'm done, that will be the end, and we'll pray and move into it. Now, the first dimension of the prophetic is the dimension of hearing. Is the dimension of hearing. Not everyone has the privilege to hear prophecy. I told you that when I was in the senior high school, there used to be a prophet of God who used to visit our school. And anytime they come and they are prophesying, they prophesy to everybody. As for me, I never received a prophecy. So I became worried. I was like, is it that God does not know me? Oh, what at all? Or me, I don't have a bright future. But today, me too, I'm prophesying. So you see, not everybody actually has the privilege of hearing. So when you are hearing a prophecy, it is good. And listen, once you are hearing somebody's prophecy, it is also your prophecy. Some people think that it is only prophecy coming to them. That is prophecy that is from God. No. Once you hear God prophesying to a certain man or a certain woman, prophecy for one is prophecy for all. So you can tap into that prophecy and make it yours. So the Bible said Esau had a prophecy in the mouth of his father Isaac, but Rebecca was able to see the prophecy for Jacob. Prophecy can be stolen. Prophecy can be taken. Prophecy can be tapped, because prophecy for one is prophecy for all. So once the prophetic word is to your neighbor, you have still heard. So if you are here in this meeting and you hear a prophetic word being delivered, you are blessed. You are blessed and you are blessed. Because that is the first dimension of hearing, of prophetic. The first dimension of the prophetic is the dimension of hearing. It's the dimension of hearing. And once you hear, you'll be edified, you'll be comforted, and you'll be exalted. Once you hear, if you have lost hope, you'll be inspired. Once you hear, but if you don't hear any prophecy at all, then you lose hope. But tonight, assuming that you hear a word coming to somebody that God says, I'm about to lift you, that word I'm about to lift you is also your word, even though it's not directed to you. It is also your word. So once you hear, it can inspire hope. Understand that you are also going to be lifted. And it's very important that everybody must embrace the realm or the dimension of hearing. The second dimension is the dimension of documentation. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible said, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. So you must write the vision down. Every time you receive prophecy, you must write it down. Every time you receive the prophetic word, you must document it. Document it in your tablet. Document it in your diaries, in your prophetic journal. I'll be surprised if everyone here does not have a prophetic journal. You must have a journal, a diary that is only meant for the prophetic words God gives you. Am I talking to somebody? So, in Nahum chapter 1, verse 1, it's one of the books people don't like reading. Nahum 1:1. The Bible says, the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the El Cushite, the burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum. So you see, the book of the vision, it means that Nahum had, it was a whole book. So it shouldn't just be one short sentence or one paragraph. You should have a whole book. I have a whole presidential diary full of prophecies. A whole one. It's important to document it, because it is not only for you. The prophecy received is for you and your children. When God told Abraham that, Abraham, I'm going to make you great. At that time, Isaac was not born. At that time, His grandchildren were not there. You and I were not there. It was only Abraham and God, Abraham only who received the word. But because of documentation, you and I have come to understand all the things God said to Abraham. And the Bible says that through faith in Christ, we have also received the blessings that belong to Abraham. So document your prophecies. Document them. Document it. Write everything down. The third dimension of the prophetic is the dimension of faith. Faith comes by hearing. Romans chapter 10, when you read from verse 16 downwards. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Anytime that you receive prophecy, it increases your faith. So, I remember Sister Mary was a virgin, and she received a prophetic word that you are going to conceive. He said, how can this thing be? I've never seen a man before. But if you say I'm going to conceive, then let it be unto me according to your word. So it looks so impossible. One of the things about the prophetic is that anytime you receive a true, genuine prophetic word, it will bring doubts. It will make you start thinking, am I looking at my pocket? Then God is saying I'll be rich. How can these things, they don't look alike? My pocket does not look like what has been said. Prophecy will always not look like your reality. If you compare your reality with the prophetic word, there will always be a difference. That is why whenever the prophetic word comes, you need to embrace the word with faith. Mary said, let it be unto me. Even though this thing you are saying is not possible, because a woman cannot conceive unless she has had sexual intercourse with another man. But nonetheless, let it be unto me. So anytime you receive a prophetic word, embrace it with faith. It is when you embrace it with faith that it will become a testimony. The fourth dimension is the dimension of understanding and interpretation. Anytime you receive a prophetic word, you need to understand the prophecy. Can I shock you? Many people hear prophecy, but only few understand the prophecy. There are people who have received prophecy upon prophecies, but their lives have not changed. They are still the same. Why? Sometimes it's because they did not understand the prophecy, or they did not interpret the prophetic word well. So I have a role to play as a prophetic minister. You also have a role to play. The thing is that when you receive a prophecy, do you understand what was said? There are people, when they receive prophecy, they are excited and all that, but they don't understand. For example, if God gives you a prophetic word and said that you are going to be, God is about to bless you financially, you are going to become a financial pillar in your family. Once you receive such a prophecy, do you understand it? The understanding is that it means that you need to develop a saving culture. You need to develop an investment mindset. You need to look for opportunities. You need to look for a product and sell, a service and provide. Do you understand me? When God gives you a prophetic word and say that God said you are about to have a baby in the month, but the Lord said that by the time we hit the month of May, you are going to get a pregnant. What it means is that between April and May, you cannot travel to the US and leave your husband in Ghana, or you cannot travel to UK and leave your wife in Ghana. Otherwise, such a prophecy cannot happen. So if I were you, I would postpone all my tickets, all my flights to after May. Because once God says that your wife is going to get pregnant by the month of May, it means that between April and May, you need to be having sex with your wife. You need to be enjoying yourself. Because God, there is a timeline on the prophetic word. So because you don't understand, you just get up and you travel, you leave your wife, you leave your husband. Some of you are just in Ghana. Your wife is in Accra. Your husband is in Bulgaria. And you have never made up your mind to even go and look for your husband or your wife. So such a prophecy, you say, oh, the man of God, is the prophetic word is not true. But it is you who did not understand the prophetic word. So anytime you are receiving prophecy, you need to understand what the prophecy is saying. Because your understanding of the prophecy will contribute to the fulfillment of the prophecy. Now, the fourth dimension of the prophetic is the dimension of application. The fourth dimension is the dimension of application. Apply. You must apply yourself to the prophecy by making three things, by doing three things. You apply yourself to the prophecy by making quality preparation, quality choices, and decisions. So preparation, choices, and decisions. These three things is what you need to do. That is how you apply yourself. For prophecy to come to pass, it's not just about God. Oh, once God has said it, that is all. Any prophecy that makes God the only responsible person is an irresponsible prophecy. I repeat. Any prophecy that makes God the only responsible person is an irresponsible prophecy. I have been a student of the prophetic word, and I've realized that for prophecy to come to pass, God has a role to play, and humanity has a role to play. There is something God will do, and there's something you must also do. And a lot of times, God's problem, God's role is not an issue. The issue has to do with our part of the role. Sometimes we are not able to fulfill what we must do. And because of that, we don't see the prophetic word come to pass. I remember some time ago, there was a sister, a friend of mine. The Lord spoke to me and said, this girl is pregnant for 3 weeks. And she's going to give birth to a baby girl. So I told her, that sister, the Lord said you are pregnant. Not you will get pregnant, but you are. He said, oh, Ima. You know, when you are used to the man of God and you think that he's your brother, sometimes you can be so familiar around and you don't just believe whatever has been said. He said, oh, Ima, this thing. And one day she decided to visit the hospital and the doctor said, you are 3 weeks pregnant. And after some time, they said the baby is a girl. But what shocked me was that some way, somehow, this sister of mine lost the pregnancy. She lost the pregnancy and she almost died. The baby died. The baby died and they were already bypassed. They had already bypassed 8 months. Some way, somehow, something happened. The baby died. And I began to ask God questions. Why is it that the prophecy was true? The prophecy was true. 3 weeks she was pregnant indeed. They checked, it was a girl indeed. But why is it that she did not give birth to the girl? So between when you receive prophecy and the time the prophecy manifests, you must stay connected with God. That brings me to the sixth dimension, which is the dimension of fulfillment. For prophecy to be fulfilled, you must stay with God. And you must stay with the prophetic minister or the pastor, whoever God used. You must stay with the person. And you must stay with prayer. You must stay with purity. There are people, once they receive prophecy, they leave. You know, I have a lot of friends and a lot of people I know, you know, people just come around EOD because they feel that you prophesy to them. Once they receive prophecy, they leave. They all disappear. Hey, you look for them, you can't find them anymore. Why? Because they have received what they want to receive. They are looking for baby. God gives them the baby and they go and they leave you like that. What a shock. What a shock. What a shock. So I've come to realize that when people receive what they must receive, sometimes they even stop going to church because God has done it for them. Oh, I wanted to marry. Now I'm married. So now if you ask them, why don't you come to church? Oh, I was taking care of my children. Oh, I was busy. Oh, I was my husband. I was preparing food for my husband. Hey, sister, now you know how to prepare food. Now you have forgotten that when you were single, you were still, you know, cooking food. But now you have gotten married, you are using the cooking to be as an excuse from coming to church. So there are people who, once they receive what they receive, they stop. Listen, these 21 days, there are people when I prophesy to, they have never stepped here again. They have never stepped here again because they have received a prophetic word. And so that's all. Let me forget about these people. They are not serious. But you see, for prophecy to come to pass, You need to stay connected. I realize that it is one thing receiving prophecy and another thing fulfilling the prophecy. So I told the sister, you are 3 weeks pregnant. When she went to check, she was 3 weeks pregnant. And I told her, you're going to give birth to a baby girl. With time, we realized that the baby was a girl. But unfortunately, she lost the baby. And she was asking me questions. You see, it's not that I'm not prophetic. What God said was true. But it's one thing receiving prophecy, another thing. So when you receive prophecy, stay with God. Continue to stay with God. Don't say, that's all. Stay with God. Stay with prayer. Continue to pray. Stay with purity. Continue to live a pure life. Because sin can destroy what God wants to do in your life. Stay with God and stay with the man of God. Because he is the one God revealed the vision to and the prophecy to. So if there is a problem along the way, then he is the best person to go to and say, man of God, you told me this and that, but this is what is happening. So that the person can go back to God and ask God. Both of you can go to God and ask God. But he is the one who gave the word. So he will feel responsible to make sure that he has done what he must do. There is a certain sister of mine, a friend of mine in the U.S., and she's in this meeting. I like her so much because of how she does her things. I'm sure she doesn't know she's the one I'm talking to, but so anytime, I mean, there is no step of the way she does not keep me informed. Man of God, now I'm doing my visa processing. Man of God, now I've gotten admission. Man of God, now I've received admission letter. Man of God, now they said that they can't give me this one. Man of God, now I'm applying for this thing for my children. Man of God, this and that. So every step of the way, I am in the loop. Every step of the way, she keeps me informed. And because of that, whenever I am praying, I also know how to pray. I say, God, now this is the situation you must do. But there are people, once they receive the first prophecy, that's all, well dodged, and you never find them. But my prayer for you is that as you have come to understand these dimensions of the prophetic, you will be a testimony. Elisha said, tomorrow about this time. There are some of you listening to me, you went through issues. You have suffered in life. There are some of you, cancer attacked you. Some of you, your womb was taken. Some of you have gone through problems and problems of problems upon problems. I am here to tell you that God is with you. And don't lose hope yet, because anything can happen. Between now and the next 3 days, anything can happen. God's ability. Don't place a limitation on what God can do. Make up your mind that no matter what, anything is possible. Look at this. For that tomorrow about this time to happen, God used 4 lepers. These 4 lepers were people who were just ordinary lepers. Human beings did not really respect them. They were people, some way, somehow, when God wanted that prophecy to come to pass, God used ordinary lepers. So sometimes when you're the way you are expecting God to move, you are expecting God that the God will not use that, so that your uncle will not take glory for himself. So people of God, things can happen. Anything can happen at any time. But sometimes if you are waiting for the prophecy to happen through a rich man, it may come through a poor man. My prayer is that tonight, that however the prophecy will happen, whatever means, whatever angle, whether God will use a leper or whatever, I pray that God will cause whatever that must happen in your life to begin to happen. And I pray that the prophecy will be in motion. Somebody said, what God has said, tomorrow by this time is not possible. It's not possible. How come tomorrow by this time we buying things for $1, things like that? It's not possible. But what they didn't know was that when the prophecy was released, the prophecy was in motion. The prophecy was live. It was real, real-time live, in motion. So the lepers were walking, and while they were walking, prophecy was in motion. The fulfillment of the prophetic word was in motion. But they didn't know. By the time they realized, the prophecy had happened. Sometimes when prophecy is about to happen, you will not see it. It is in motion. Tonight, somebody's prophecy is in motion. Somebody's prophetic word is in motion. Somebody's baby that must come is in motion. Somebody's financial breakthrough that must come is in motion. Somebody's going to receive some $10,000. It is in motion. Somebody's going to receive some $2 million project. It is in motion. I am here to tell somebody that whatever is in motion shall happen. And eyes shall see it. And the glory of God will be strong. May the Lord bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Oh, Lord, speaking to my life.